This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. CPN UML's Politburo meeting continues on the second consecutive day today, meeting likely to approve three reports including Chairman Uli's political report. Government set to frame regulations as per the Transitional Justice Act to conclude long-stalled transitional justice process. Nepal calls for localized approach to achieve sustainable development goals. And Sweden presidency announces comprehensive ceasefire after deadly sectarian clashes in southern city of Sweda. Now the news in detail. The Politburo meeting of the CPN UML continued on the second consecutive day today. The meeting took place at the party headquarters in Chasal of Lalitpur under the chairmanship of party chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. According to UML's Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, the meeting is discussing the statute amendment proposal presented by Vice Chairperson Vishnu Prasad Purjal. He also informed that the Politburo meeting will approve Chairperson Uli's political report, Vice Chairperson Podol's statute amendment proposal, and the organizational report of General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel, which were passed by the Secretariat meeting. The second statute convention of the CPN UML is scheduled to take place on the 5th and 7th of September in Godavari of Lalitpur. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs is preparing to draft regulations under the recently amended Transitional Justice Act to move forward the long-stalled process of transitional justice. Although the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons have received their office letters, progress has been delayed due to the absence of regulations required to implement the Act effectively. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said that the government had intensified efforts to draft the regulation in line with the new Act. He added that the government remained committed to concluding the transitional justice process. The Commission for Investigation of Disappeared Persons and Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment Act is already in effect and both commissions have begun their work. National Planning Commission Vice Chair Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari has stressed the need for implementing sustainable development goals based on the local needs and priorities. Speaking at the 2025 SDG Localization Partnership Forum in New York, the National Planning Commission Vice Chair emphasized that education, health, employment, and poverty reduction are interconnected and require integrated local efforts. Adhikari also highlighted Nepal's three-tier federal system, noting local governments are best placed to understand and address community needs. The Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, IPAN, has urged the hydropower projects to remain on high alert for the next 3 days. The call was made in view of the forecast by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology of heavy rainfall across the country today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. Following an agreement between IPAN and the Department to exchange flood early warning information, the Department has continuously sharing information with IPAN for preparedness. Kosi, Tamur, Arun, Tamakosi, Dudakosi, Kankai in eastern Nepal are likely to see significant rise in water level, with Kosi River possibly reaching or exceeding the danger level. In the last fiscal year, 839,266 people have obtained work permit. According to the Department of Foreign Employment, 744,811 of those who obtained work permits are men and 94,455 are women. The department made the details public at a press conference in Kathmandu on Friday. Kamal Prasad Bhattarai, Director General of the Department, informed that 100,000 more people have obtained work permit this time compared to the previous fiscal year. He said that 60.28% of the work permits were new and 39.72% were reissued. Major labor destinations of Nepali workers are the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Malaysia, Romania, Japan, South Korea, and Bahrain. Similarly, other countries for labor are Malta, Serbia, Mauritius, Japan, Croatia, and Maldives. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सबै ताक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहनुस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has pointed out the need of exploring several alternative routes to scale the world's highest peak, Sagarmatha, with a conclusion that the existing route to the summit was getting riskier. The discussion held in the ministry on Friday drew a conclusion to explore alternatives to the existing traditional route from Khumbu Icefall to Kamphra, since as it is quite complex and riskier for the climbers. Also on the occasion, famous French mountaineer Marc-Marie Bartart and Nepali climber Isping Khaji Sherpa had presented comprehensive information about research, survey and photographic documents about the alternative route to the highest peak. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ITPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Syrian presidency has announced an immediate ceasefire in the southern city of Suwaida to try to bring an end to a week of sectarian violence that has left hundreds dead. The BBC cited Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sara as saying that the moment requires unity of ranks and complete cooperation in order to overcome what they are going through. Whether the ceasefire will be upheld on the ground is unclear, but unverified reports on Saturday suggested that fighting had not stopped. The ceasefire announcement came as Syrian internal security forces were deployed to Suwaida to end the clashes, a move approved by Israel as long as Druze citizens were protected. There have been chaotic gun battles on the city streets between the local Bedouin tribesmen and the Druze community, with both accused of atrocities. The United Nations warned today that collective deprivation of food could become a normalized in Gaza, pointing out to the widespread malnutrition and severe hunger among the population, which is causing deadly deaths, particularly among children and women. The Q&A news agency cited the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA's statement as saying that Israeli authorities had issued another evacuation order, this time for the part of northern Gaza. The statement stressed that humanitarian aid movement within Gaza remains restricted, with only 7 of 13 attempts to coordinate aid workers and supply movements facilitated by Israeli authorities. In a related context, UN humanitarian workers reported that daily hostilities, preventable deaths, worsening fuel shortages, displacement and despair are contributing to the normalization of collective deprivation for Gaza's residents. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Kusi province and at some places of Madhya Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Kusi and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of Madhya province. Similarly, light to moderate snowfall is predicted at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's Politburo meeting continues on the second consecutive day today, meeting likely to approve three reports, including Chairman Oli's political report. Government set to frame regulations as per the Transitional Justice Act to conclude long-stalled transitional justice process. Nepal calls for a localized approach to achieve sustainable development goals. And Syrian presidency announces comprehensive ceasefire after deadly sectarian clashes in southern city of Suweida. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.